quality is hard to define, but easy to recognize. For quality you can count on RCA Victor, the finest name in sight and sound. Count on RCA Victor for vivid color TV, with colors so real you'll think you're there. For brilliant black and white TV, for portable phonographs, radios, tape recorders, and solid-state stereo with realism that rivals the concert hall. All with that easy-to-recognize RCA Victor quality that adds so much to your viewing and listening pleasure. Quality is why this dealer recommends RCA Victor so highly.
Hello, my name is August Adams of Lowell TV, 26 South Center, Bensonville. My customers are my best recommendation for RCA Victor quality. That's why we carry the complete RCA Victor line at our store, Lowell TV.
By the way, Thelma, baby, how was your trip to Rome?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. All those Italians do is eat. They serve a macaroni over there called folds. It doesn't get gummy when you cook it. It's delicious.
But Thelma, you eat like a bird.
How could I refuse? Folds macaroni 10, 12 times a day. Every time he turned around, someone was saying ciao, ciao.
Baby, that wasn't ciao, C-H-O-W. It's spelled C-I-A-O. In Italian, it means goodbye.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, didn't you know that?
Oh, isn't that silly of me?
Oh, Irene and I were just talking. It's awfully hard to try and zero in on the idea of what it means to be a nudist in terms of a philosophy. And you were just saying about this man, when he's at the nudist camp...
He's just a plain... he has a little bit of a pot belly. Not too much hair. I mean, he's just a very pleasant person. And you just know him as himself. When he goes home in the evening, he puts on his clothes, his dresses very well, gets in his Cadillac, and he goes home.
Uh-huh. You would think that he was a millionaire banker when he's dressed, but when he has no clothes on, he's just as ordinary as anybody.
And this is
you'd
how
never know the difference.
So leveling and so democratic your society that you don't have all these...
hypocrisy.
Even call them bonds, you know, of pretense that we use in all of our dress and our makeup and all.
That's right. When a person wears no clothes or all the artifices of society, their skin is their clothing, and people tend to keep themselves nicer and try to make themselves look better and not the clothing that they wear look better.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, they increase their well-being and, in general, tend to better health.
Tell me about the types of people. What kind of people come
all
to join?
All kinds of people. All kinds. From truck drivers, factory workers, office workers, wealthy people, educated people.
Executives.
It's a complete cross-section. There is no one type of people that are nudists. We met one man a number of years ago... you might have thought he was a football player or something like that. And here he was a PhD who taught the medical school. A real educated man, Mike. People that you don't meet in the average society.
Mm-hmm.
And then you meet plain ordinary people who have just little jobs, poor ones and rich ones. And mm-hmm. Once you're in camp, you can't tell one from the other. That's the nice part of it.
That must be a starting point for your philosophy. It must be a great part of your philosophy of being happiness in your nudist calendar.
And I think that men and women that come there, they're lonesome. They meet all these new people, and they make many friends, and you meet such a variety of people there.
Let me talk
they're
about
very interesting people to talk to, and therefore you yourself learn from these people.
Uh-huh.
And so then you become more interesting yourself to talk to. I don't know. I goofed.
Well, going back to the family scene,
mm-hmm.
The children, of course, would enter a nudist camp because their parents would accept this. And if it was all right with the parents, they would assume it was all right as a way of life. What's the overall general effect on children?
Children find it quite normal. In fact, little children frequently, in normal clothes society, embarrass their parents by taking their clothes off just when company comes in. You must have heard of that.
It comes by natural. Them second
that's,
nature, huh?
Children are naturally nudists, and they only wear clothing because they are constantly shamed by the parents and relatives and older brothers and sisters. When they take their clothes off, they become an object of ridicule. So it becomes ingrained into them that they must wear clothes, that their bodies are shameful things. But at camp, children who are born into it or come into it as small children, they just cannot understand any reason why there should be anything wrong with seeing each other without clothing. They grow up that way, and they all know what boys and girls and men and women look like without clothing on.
Mm-hmm.
And it develops a healthier attitude, because then when a young boy takes a girl on a date and goes to a drive-in show, they go to look at a movie.
Mm-hmm. Dressed.
Dressed.
How old is your oldest member?
Oh, somewhere in the middle 70s.
Oh, boy.
No, 77.
77.
And he is... has the strength of a 40-year-old man.
And you think a lot of this has come through the health.
I'm 48 and I can't keep up with him.
All this outdoor living.
He shovels, he does.
What if somebody wanted to know more about your camp?
Well, just write to Post Office Box 134, Roselawn, Indiana, and I will answer any inquiries.
That may come in.
That may come in.
Well, okay.
That's right, the Ponderosa.
The Ponderosa, that's the name of your
that's right.
The camp. So if they forget that, they can drop me a line and I'll pass it on to you. My, I'm much more interested than I was when I first came out, and I'm not the least bit embarrassed about it. You people accept it as a way of life.
It is our way of life. Why don't you come out to our Halloween party on October 29th and join in with us?
Well, I'm not that used to it. Do I get to keep my clothes?
This will be a clothes... this will be a clothed affair.
A dressed affair.
Yes. We all wear costumes and dress up all scary and ridiculous and have a lot of fun.
Well, then it really goes back to being a resort type thing. There are so many different resorts that people go to. They go to ski, they go to skate, they go to swim in the summertime. And you feature all these, this kind of outdoor resort life, and at times nudism is part of the health that goes along with it.
That's right.
Is that what it is?
There's one thing Harvey forgot, which is very important. The nudists love to play volleyball, and that's their national sport. They play volleyball.
Do you have competition between camps?
Yes,
on
and we have conventions.
Oh, yes, I forgot all about that. This summer in July, we're having a big convention at our camp, and here we are only the second year in existence, and it was voted that it should be held at our camp, and at this time the big highlight is the volleyball tournament.
Uh-huh. Well,
then we have the king and the queen that we elect for the year. Their pictures in the magazines and all.
Uh-huh.
And we have a lot of different sports and things. It's a very interesting. It's a very interesting to come to. We have people from all of the United States. Nudists from all over the United States.
You're lovely people. You don't look at all any different from anybody down the block. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for being our guests, Irene and Harvey Schmidt. Now, an announcement brought to you by S&H Green Stamps.
Alerting thrifty Chicagoland shoppers. Alerting Chicagoland shoppers. Alerting you to double savings at national food stores. You save once on low, low prices, and you save again with S&H Green Stamps.
Come on over and save.
Two ways.
Come on over and save.
Two ways. One.
Save cash on our low, low prices.
Two.
Save S&H Green Stamps. Come on over and save.
Two ways.
Come on over today and save.
Yes, come on over to National Food Stores and see for yourself how low our prices are. Low prices this week, next week, and every week. What's more, you get the extra plus of S&H Green Stamps, America's most reliable, most valuable stamps. So thrifty Chicagoland shoppers, get both low, low prices and S&H Green Stamps at national food stores.
In the past 10 years, director David Lean has made but two motion pictures, Bridge on the River Kwai and Lawrence of Arabia, both winners of the Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year. And now, from the most widely acclaimed novel of our generation, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents David Lean's new film, Dr. Zhivago, in Super Panavision 70 and Metrocolor. Dr. Zhivago.
Dr. Zhivago, winner of 6 Academy Awards Friday at 1 of 9 specially selected theaters throughout Chicagoland. Well, tomorrow we're going to have an entirely different change of pace. I agree with Father Phyllis, who was on with us yesterday, that women have deep wellsprings of emotion. And there are moments of such complete happiness. Your heart is filled with song. One such a moment, just to recall what women talk about. Maybe it's when you rock your new baby for the first time and you sing lullabies that you learned at your mother's knee. There are so many moments like this in a woman's life. She could actually break into poetry if she could write it. Well, the other day I had the chance to talk with Harriet Carlson of the National League of American Pen Women, and I asked her if the organization has many women whose poetry is in print. And the answer is yes. And since poetry, I think we all agree, is very much a part of every woman, I said we'd like to hear what some of your women have accomplished and the moments that inspire the poetry. And so tomorrow, we're going to have 3 poetesses and just have a hoedown on poetry as an expression of our joys and our sorrows, too. And I think we'll all find insights into ourselves. I know you'll enjoy it. See you tomorrow. Bye for now.
Virginia Gale's portfolio has been a presentation of WGN Radio Chicago.